This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg. Hey Sam, I just see that you've done a tweet recently with regards to a little post on the fulloutandfearless.com blog. And I found that something new about you that I didn't realise. You're a bit of a poet, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I've been writing poetry since I was a kid, and it's always been my form of very emotive, creative expression. And, you know, sometimes I write a fair bit of poetry in one go, sometimes I don't write anything for, you know, months on end, but there are one or two pieces that stand out as being my favourites, and I was privileged enough to have my friend Charisse, Coach Charisse, share that in her blog today.
It's fantastic poetry, and I would you honour me by reading the poem to me now?
I've never had to recite poetry before, certainly not poetry I've written, so I'll give it a shot.
Okay, thank you.
And I guess I've kind of informally called this Butterfly. Seek that which you love in me and find it in yourself, for I am but a mirror for all your magic inner wealth. See me shine and light the way, and choose to do so too. For shared just like the Olympic torch, you too can burn so true. Feel me stretch and challenge my bounds, and find your wings to fly. For deep within your caterpillar heart, you are a glorious butterfly. Sense my presence and be inspired, and acknowledge your own gifts. For we each are divine and worthy, your soul my heart uplifts.
Fantastic. I really, really like it. It's one of those poems that you read that you think, oh, who did that? Who did it? Which famous poet? That's, oh, no, it's you!
Yeah. Well, it's something that I think, even having written it, it just connects with me. It resonates. And, you know, I sort of feel that the poem is so much bigger than just me. It really has something for everybody.
I must admit, when I read the first paragraph, it immediately connected with me because a few years ago, when I was living at home in Bristol, I was reading a meditation book at the time called Moon Over Water. It's quite old. Mm-hmm. And one of the exercises that it had in there was to visualize yourself looking at the person that you love the most and really loving that person and feeling the energy going from yourself into the other person as you love them and adore them and just, you know, just really give yourself to them. Mm. And then what it would say to do is in a flash, replace that person with a mirror so that you experience and see the love that was pouring out at you coming reflected back and you basically experiencing loving yourself in a very unique way. So reading that first paragraph about being a mirror really resonated with me, and it's incredibly powerful.
Yeah, and I love that really very practical sort of exercise or activity that you've just shared with us, Paul, because it's something that, you know, I just got goosebumps when you were talking about that. And you know, I think that it's very, very difficult for us to see, you know, what we love in another in ourselves. And yet I do believe we're mirrors for each other, and also that that to be able to recognize something in someone else, we have to have that in ourselves first.
That sounds a bit complicated.
Well, I guess so. There's I'm just trying to think of the old adage that I remember from childhood. The actual words escape me just now, but it's the idea that we can't recognize something in someone else unless we have that in ourselves. So that, you know, if somebody finds me, you know, kind and compassionate, the only reason that they can recognize that is because they have kindness and compassionate nature inside themselves.
Right. Got you.
But it's a really hard thing to see. You know, we put people on pedestals and we look up to them, we adore them, we sort of have grown up in a culture where we sort of admire people from afar and don't necessarily acknowledge those things, you know, within ourselves and appreciate ourselves for what we are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very common case that the bad things are easier to believe. So when you find something negative about yourself, it's easy to accept and associate that with yourself. But when you see something great and wonderful in somebody else, it is quite possible that that is also in you.
Yeah.
But it's so much harder to accept it and believe it as a reality.
Absolutely. And even if somebody tells you that they can see that in you, that, you know, that they recognize that in you as well, often we don't even believe that. It's just something that we have a sort of an internal reaction to, and it's usually one of disbelief.
Totally. So now that you read this poem again, because you wrote this just over a year ago, when you read it now, what does it mean to you now when you read it and you experience it, and what kind of inspiration or motivation do you find that it brings to you?
It reminds me that sometimes we can see the good in others, sometimes we can only see the bad in others. You know, depending on what's going on for us, where we're at, what we're feeling, ultimately everybody is a mirror for us. You know, every person in our lives, particularly the important relationships to us, these people are mirrors, and that whether it's not being able to see the beauty of ourselves that they're reflecting back to us, or whether it's not actually being able to acknowledge some of the less beautiful things that we might project onto them and be angry with them about or upset with them about, that all these things are within ourselves. And that in itself is such a powerful message. I think it's something that is actually very liberating when we can look at each relationship, each person that's important to us, and both acknowledge and accept all of those things in ourselves.
It kind of reminds me in a way, I don't know if you've ever seen the film Beaches with Bette Midler, real sob story. That one.
Probably when I was a bit too young to really appreciate it.
If you really want to cry your eyes out, that's a film you can watch. And at the end of that, she sings the song "The Wind Beneath My Wings."
Oh yes, and I know that song.
And that kind of reminds me of this, in a way that it's talking about somebody else that is being so supportive and being and so loving that it really does lift that person up. But in this poem that you have here, it's much more about being able to reflect that back on yourself and experiencing that the love that you give to other people is something that if you could reflect it back to yourself. Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to word it correctly, but that you're so right.
Yeah, absolutely. We do deserve that recognition, that appreciation, that gratitude and that admiration. And it's funny that you mentioned that song "Wind Beneath My Wings," because that is one of the songs that is guaranteed to just bring me to tears as soon as I hear it. And it actually really reminds me of my sister Catherine. So I think that a lot of songs have probably influenced who I am and my poetry and those sorts of things over the years, and that's definitely one of the greats.
It certainly is. So now that you've, this is obviously one of the strongest poems. I'm not saying obviously, but you've mentioned this to me before. It's one of the stronger poems that you have. What do you think triggered this excelling poem for you?
That triggered the writing of it, or what it means to me?
Well, both.
Well, I wrote it last year for Cameron, and one of the things that, because I've usually always been someone to kind of push the boundaries, and people often tell me that they find what I do and who I am inspirational. Mm. And it's sometimes quite, I don't know, maybe even scary and isolating to have people admire you in that way. Mm. And what I realized over time was that more and more people were saying it to me, and yet they were unable to see that beauty in themselves, and yet I could see it so clearly. And so I think when I wrote it for Cam, it was really a way of expressing, you know, that I can see all of these wonderful things in him, and to that you know, the biggest gift to me would be to be able to help him to see those in himself. And then the more that I reread it, the more I realize it fits for everybody I come into contact with, everybody who reads it or hears about it somewhere. I think the poem has a message for them.
Certainly does. I'm really looking forward to hearing some of the comments that we will undoubtedly get back from posting this podcast and the text to the poem itself, and just hearing some of the reactions that people will undoubtedly have from it, because it's incredibly powerful. And I really can't thank you enough for bringing it to the podcast and allowing us to hear it and read it and experience it for ourselves.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I must admit, you know, I'm very, very honoured to be able to have the opportunity to share it, and also a bit nervous too. But I'm very thankful that Charisse sort of put her hand up yesterday and said, look, can I please share that I really want to write a blog on this? And I'm really glad that she did. And I think that, you know, it's a bit unusual perhaps for us to take something like a poem and bring that into our podcast. But the way that you were able to describe, you know, an activity, something that we can practically do, and that sounds like it only needs a few minutes really to do, to actually experience that love and admiration and recognition for someone that we really care about, and to be able to reflect that to ourselves, I think is, I'm just so excited about trying that myself.
Fantastic. Well, I do think that this is a really good way as a like a warm-up exercise, by reading the poem and experiencing the power behind the poetry. And then following that up with the exercise of imagining somebody in front of you and feeling the love for them flowing out of you into that other person, and then replacing that with a mirror. And that I think that would be even more powerful now after reading the poem.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Paul. I'm really glad we had this opportunity today.
Me too. And thank you ever so much again, once again, for reading the poem out. I thought it was fantastic. Thanks, Sam.
Pleasure, Paul. Seek that which you love in me and find it in yourself, for I am but a mirror for all your magic inner wealth. See me shine and light the way, and choose to do so too, for shared just like the Olympic torch, you too can burn so true. Feel me stretch and challenge my bounds, and find your wings to fly. For deep within your caterpillar heart, you are a glorious butterfly. Sense my presence and be inspired, and acknowledge your own gifts. For we each are divine and worthy. Your soul, my heart, uplifts.